Okay, welcome to today. Next lesson, 5 minutes. Talk about money. I'm gonna walk and talk here. I got a lot to do. You probably got a lot to do, so pay close attention. Today we are talking about how much money should you save. Constant question I get. Should you be saving 10% of what you earn? Should you be saving, 50%, 30%? I'm gonna tell you what I believe. There's different opinions on this, but I'm going to give you what I think is a very educated one. I was a CFP, Certified Financial Planner, had 6,000 clients, studying money for quite a long time here. And my answer to you is, you got to be realistic. Remember that. So if you're writing things down, you got to be realistic. And then you got to stick to it like an absolute military discipline. So let's say your number is 5%. You're gonna save 5%. Then stick to it for at least 2 months and then adjust it up and down and then stick to that for at least 2 months or 67 days, as I say. What you shouldn't do, it's more important to build a discipline mentally, even if it's a lower amount, than it is to bounce all over and save what I call at a whim, okay? Build the mental discipline to save something and be realistic about it. So let's say you're hardly saving any freaking money. It was every penny you make you need to survive and to feed your family and to pay your rent. Then do a dollar a month. Now, I hope you can do more than a dollar a month, but I'm just saying the discipline to just do it robotically, that's the skill that's going to change your life. Okay, that's the skill that's gonna change your life. Now, let's move to the next point, the practical mechanics of how to do this. Your best bet is to open up another bank account. Now, if you're only saving $1, the fees might not be worth it, but I'm assuming some of you can save $1,000 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month. It's better what I do, like I have Bank of America, let's say for my main bank. I will open up another bank. It can be Wells Fargo or Chase or whatever country you're in. Set up a separate bank account, throw away the ATM card, throw away the debit card, throw away the credit card, throw away the checks they give you. Every month on autopilot, you set up one bank to either wire or ACH, whatever has the lowest fee, or send an automatic check. Automatically deposit into your separate bank. So I don't like to have checking and savings in the same bank because now with online banking, you just transfer it and you lose the discipline. I like to have money I forgot about. Write that down. You need to save money, you need to forget about some money you have. Just being real here, okay? So let's just say an example. You make $5,000 a month. You deposit it in your bank one, your main bank. That's where you're gonna pay all your bills. That's where you're gonna have your ATM card and your credit card. You have your checking there, okay? And let's say out of that 5,000, you need 4,700 to survive each month. So you're gonna save $300. So you set up an auto, most online banking will let you set up auto wire or auto ACH of $300 a month. You set it up for 2 months. Do your experiments for about two and a half, maybe 3 months. Just pick a number, $300, that's realistic. Wire it over into this other bank account that you don't even have an online login. I like my other bank, like right now, one of my ones that I wire over to, I forgot the password, so it's locked out. So the only way I can get this money over here is to go into a bank and sit down with somebody. That's the best. Try to find it. So you have your main bank and your savings bank, separate companies that you forget about. Forget about it. Make it hard to get this money. Make it real hard so that only emergency, rainy day, can you get that money. Now, let's say you're making $100,000 a month, you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're in my SMMA program. There was just a guy here who went from zero and making $250,000, $250,000 a year. Took him about a year and a half, 2 years. Kind of a cool story. So let's say you're him, you're making $250,000, that's his net, by the way. Net, he's grossing about $350,000. So he's making a good bit of money, $20,000 a month. And let's say he's gonna live on $10,000, you gotta pay some taxes. Let's say his expenses are $12,000, so he's got $8,000 left over. I tell him, realistic, you're probably gonna wanna spend take the main money, wire over $3,000 a month for 2.5 to 3 months. No credit card, no checking account. No checks. Just a savings account at that other place. You can even go a little further and lock up the money in CDs, which gives you a penalty. You lose the interest if you take it out. If you really need to discipline yourself, do that. I want you to build discipline in this program. To get to the dang black belt program, you're going to have to be a disciplined person. Disciplined people make and save and keep money and have money for a rainy day and have money to invest, to grab opportunities. Broke people have no discipline. So I want you to leave a comment below. What should be your main bank, and what are you going to make your backup bank, your savings bank? And how much can you realistically save? Just put a number for the next 67 days. Okay? See you soon. Next lesson. Don't give up.